Hello and welcome to the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast, exclusively for members of the Veg Grower Podcast Supporters Club. I'm your host and I'm thrilled to be with you here tonight. It is Sunday the 16th of July 2023 and I hope you are all doing well. Now I'm happy to report that despite the strong winds that have hit us this weekend, we have managed to escape any damage in our garden or allotment. And I sincerely hope that you haven't suffered any damage either. It's always annoying, isn't it, when these strong winds come out of nowhere and cause some damage. I always worry about the damage to the greenhouses down on the allotment because they seem to be the one that gets most regularly affected and the most expensive to repair. But luckily, no damage, and that's very, very grateful, of course. The winds, however, did give us an opportunity to tackle a few tasks in the veg patch and allotment low. We took advantage of the weather, and my strawberries that are in the greenhouse, they've been potting out some runners. So I've put those into pots, stapled them into place, and hopefully we're going to get some new strawberry plants. I've also planted out some beans, cleared away more of those pesky weeds, and even sowed some seeds. I always think it's a challenge to accomplish everything that I plan, isn't it? And sometimes I think I try to squeeze too much into a single day. But one thing I've noticed lately is that by dedicating a bit of time every day, let's say an hour on average every day to the garden and allotment, it has made gardening feel less like hard work. Now, there's something incredibly rewarding about nurturing plants and seeing them thrive, and the end result is always worth it too. But it's the journey and the process. Now, I always feel a bit cheeky in some ways when I speak about the fact that I'm able to visit the garden or allotment on a daily basis, because I had one of our members of a supporters club is in a position where she's only able to visit her garden or her allotment at a weekend due to her job. And that always makes me feel a little bit cheeky when I mention that I visit the garden or the allotment every day, and it makes life so much easier and feels like less work. But if I was in a position where I couldn't visit the garden or the allotment every day, I would be spending every weekend down on the allotment or in the garden. So I don't know how it feels. Now, I'd like to share with you my experience of sowing chard from this month's gift pack. Now, the chard has a really interesting history, and we'll take a moment just to appreciate that and discuss how to grow it successfully. Chard is also known as Swiss chard or silver beet, and it has a rich history that actually dates back thousands of years. It's very versatile, nutritious, leafy green that's been packed with vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Chard has been cultivated and enjoyed by various civilizations throughout history. The ancient Greeks and Romans were known to cultivate and cook with chard, valuing it for its health benefits and unique flavor. It's even mentioned in ancient Roman texts as a staple food. Now let's move on to the practical side of growing chard. Chard is a cool season crop that thrives in well-draining soil, prefers full sun or partial shade, and it's a hardy plant that can withstand light frosts, which makes it an excellent choice for early spring or light summer planting, which is what we're doing now. Now when sowing chard, you can either start by either directly sowing the seeds into the ground or starting them indoors and transplanting them later. Make sure to sow the seeds about 2 centimetres deep and give them between 15 and 30 centimetres of space apart. Once the seedlings have sprouted, you can then start to thin them out to maintain a spacing of between 15 and 30 centimetres apart. That's between plants. This should give them plenty of room to grow and ensure good airflow. Remember to keep the soil consistently moist, but not waterlogged. Chard prefers slightly moist conditions, and regular watering and providing a layer of mulch around the plants will help retain that moisture as well as suppress the weed growth. Now, chard is a low maintenance crop, but it is important to keep an eye out for certain pests such as aphid, slugs, and snails. And you can control them with organic methods, hand picking, or natural pest repellents. Well, as we've spoke about, growing chives alongside them, because that may keep off slugs and snails. Harvesting chard is a delight. You pick the outer leaves when they reach a usable size and leaving the inner leaves to continue growing. Continuously harvesting allows you to keep enjoying fresh chard right throughout the season. It really is a very, very easy plant to grow, and it is one that I really, really enjoyed. Now, it is also known as perpetual spinach, and it has, well, has a reputation for being perpetual or perennial. And I found that I did plant a chard a couple of years ago. I had to remove it earlier this year because it had started to bolt, but it did last for quite a few years and kept coming back. Would I do that again? Possibly, but probably not. In the end, it just became good for feed for the chickens. So, you know, if you do have chickens, it's another use for it. Now, chard in the kitchen has a quite wide range of uses. You can use it a bit like spinach, but it doesn't wilt down in quite the same way. But chard mixed in with salads and things like that does add quite a nice, tasty flavour. I've shared many recipes on chard. Now, talking of recipes, I have got a little announcement that I want to share with you guys that you will hear on tomorrow's podcast. Earlier today, I published a recipe that Scott has very kindly sent to me. And Scott is going to be our resident chef. I mean, that position is open to anybody else that wants to join in as well. But Scott has said he is willing to each week write me out a recipe to put on the website and record the audio. Scott is a chef, so I'm very, very happy with it. I did request a chef at some point. Just thought it's going to add a new dimension to the podcast. Scott is also wanting eventually to write a cooking book. So he just needs a bit of encouragement and a bit of a chance to learn how to do these things, which is what we're going to try and do together by writing these blog posts and recording these recipes. So Scott is actually a member of this supporters club as well. So I want to thank him for that. And I'm really looking forward to seeing what he comes up with in the future. Today's recipe sounds absolutely delicious. I've got to say, it was a Stilton smoked bacon and vegetable gratin. Just sounds delicious. I've got my wife to cook it for us one day this week, and I'm looking forward to it, to say the least. Well, that brings us to the end of tonight's podcast, and thank you so much for joining me on this lovely Sunday night. I hope you have a fantastic week ahead, filled with garden ventures and bountiful harvests. We will be back tomorrow with the main podcast, then on Thursday, another Supporters Club podcast, where I think we'll probably sow the mustard, or is it mustard and turnips I think we've got left, yep. So one of those will be sown on Thursday and the other one on Sunday. It doesn't leave me much for the week after, so we might change that around. I'm not sure yet. Anyway, thank you so much for your support as always. You take care, and I will speak to you again next time.